Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Please be advised, this show contains coarse language and sexual themes and is not suitable for a younger audience. Listener discretion is advised. 911 Podcast presents Supermarket, created by Adam Marciano, Adam Blanford, Joe Diaco, Antonio Cordero, and Alexandria Benoit.
All right, here we go.
Directed by Antonio Cordero.
Rolling sound, quiet.
Here we go. Ready, and action.
Jewish-ish was taped in front of a live studio audience.
Oh, David Schnull, when will you just kiss me already? Oy vey.
Wait, you're into me too? Why, I'm nothing but a schmutz.
Isn't it obvious? I kept touching your arm at the bat mitzvah. I ran my fingers through your thick, curly, sexy Jufro.
Sexy? Well, that's a first. I thought you liked my yarmulke.
Oh, David.
You know, I'm not the nice Jewish boy your mother thinks I am.
Oh, you're not? And why is that?
I'm uncircumcised.
That's a wrap on this week's episode. Thank you, everyone.
Get your hands off me, Carson. I'll be in my trailer. So nobody talks to me.
Great working with you too, Veronica.
Hey, Carson.
Hey, boss.
Can you come here for a second?
How was that take? Was it punchy enough? Comedic timing okay? Huh? Huh?
Oh, yeah, it was super funny. I loved it. Yeah, hilarious. You're fantastic. But listen, I just got word that Linda wants to speak to you in her office.
Linda. Which Linda? We talking wardrobe Linda, writer Linda,
HR Linda,
again.
No, not those Lindas. Linda, the executive producer Linda. The president of NBC Linda. It sounded urgent. You better go now.
Holy shit. I can't believe it worked. She's gonna grant it to me. You know, my agent said I was absolutely batshit crazy for trying to negotiate $1 million an episode. But you know what I said? I said, if the Friends cast can do it, so could Carson. You know, after 10 seasons of, let's face it, nonsense laugh tracks, ethnic stereotypes, safe, easy comedy, I deserve this! Ha! Yeah! I mean, not to toot my own horn or anything, but I am kind of the face of the show. I am the backbone of this show. I am the show. I am...
fired!
What?
Sorry, Carson.
Why?
You know what you did.
No, actually, I don't, Linda. What did I do?
Don't play dumb with me.
Deadass. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Well, why don't we have a little look on TV, shall we?
Tonight on Hollywood Now, sitcom superstar Carson Carson, who plays the beloved character David Schnull on NBC's family-friendly sitcom, Jewish-ish, had his sex tape leaked.
Did you hear about the sex tape? Carson. Yeah, that's his real name, believe it or not. He might be doing some rebranding soon to, Carson. Oh my God, Carson. Faster, harder. Oh, right there. It's a bit long, but catchy. you know?
Sex therapists are referring to the Carson Carson tape as a libido torpedo, which may result in a loss of...
You're a legal expert. Was there anything in the tape that actually broke the law?
No, not man's law, but certainly there are numerous violations of the natural law.
So will there be any prosecutions?
Eventually, Carson Carson will face Judgment Day, but not here on Earth.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called for an investigation into the Carson Carson sex tape, deeming it an affront to basic human rights and dignity.
Coinciding with the viral spread of the Carson Carson
okay,
sex tape.
God, I'm getting fired over this? It's not that bad.
Ooh, it's bad. Your sex tape cured 80% of people with porn addictions.
Okay, see? It did some good. Can't we spin that into some kind of positive PR move? It's 2023. Half of America has an OnlyFans. What's the difference between them and me? Sex sells.
Half of America isn't the face of a family-friendly All-American Network sitcom, Carson.
Okay, it was two consenting grown-ass adults making love and...
Love! That's true horror to the core.
Oh!
Look, I don't kink shame. Lord knows I have my fun. But this is grotesque.
Tell me you didn't watch it.
Oh, I wish I could tell you that, Carson. Oh, I wish I could tell myself that.
Yeah, fine. Whatever. I don't need you guys. You guys need me. And you're gonna regret this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I go on to doing bigger and better things like HBO and feature films, you'll be begging for me to come back to this cheap, borderline offensive sitcom. But guess what? It ain't gonna happen because I'm walking. Bye-bye.
Carson, wait. I don't think you realize the gravity of the situation. Everybody, and I mean everybody in Hollywood, is talking about you. And not in the any press is good press kind of way. Carson, you've been totally blacklisted.
Oh my God. I'm really in my flop era.
I mean, there is something that is casting.
What? I'll take anything. Please.
So, I know a guy who knows a guy who's the dog sitter for this guy, and,
damn, it's a lot of guys.
This guy owns a super underground, low-to-no-budget production company, and he's making... my film.
Indie! Nice, okay, I can do that, but what's the movie?
Well, it's actually an installment for an online franchise.
Love a web series, okay, got it. So what are we talking here in terms of genre? Are we talking like horror, comedy, parkour?
It's a thriller. Erotic thriller.
Edgy, okay. And what's the name?
It really is not clicking for you, is it?
Clicking? What's not clicking?
Right. Okay, Carson. The movie is called Sick Fucks, Volume 12.
Ah, shit. Porn? I mean, fine. What else do I have to lose at this point?
Oh, it's Guy, the director of the film. I pitched you to him right before our meeting.
Okay.
Yellow! Okay. Of course. Mm. Copy that. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. No, you hang up first.
Huh?
No, you. No. You know I don't like to hang up first.
Okay.
No, you. No. Asshole. He really hung up first.
So did I get the gig?
No. He said he has standards.
This is a nightmare.
Listen, kid. This isn't forever, okay? It's Hollywood. People have the memory of a goldfish. People will forget eventually. Think of this as more of a bump in the road. Lord knows you love your bumps. Just take a hiatus. Lay low for 6 months or so.
6 months? What the hell am I going to do for 6 months, Linda?
Oh, what's the poor little millionaire going to do for 6 whole months? I don't know. Yoga? Take up woodworking? Listen to a self-help podcast? Lord knows you need it. Christ. I had to bleach my eyes after watching your tape, and you're the one who's crying?
Linda, I'm broke.
Broke? You were on a network television show for 10 years. How the hell are you broke?
I was going to start saving my money on this season of Jewish-ish. Don't judge me.
Wow. Well, Like I said, lay low for 6 months. Head back home to your family in Ohio. Then, when all this blows over, give me a call. Everybody loves a good Hollywood comeback story.
My family lives 45 minutes outside of L.A., not Ohio.
All right, I have to go. I have a meeting with your replacement.
Replacement? Who's my replacement?
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland?
Good luck in Idaho.
45 minutes from L.A. I live 45 minutes from L.A.
Yeah, same thing.
Do I get some kind of severance package?
Not a chance. Bye-bye.
Tom Holland. Not Tom Holland. No. Fuck my life.
He became sitcom star at age 15 until a hacker leaked a video that showed his peen. What a cruel mistress, the Fame Machine. He went the way of Roseanne Barr and Paula Deen. He moved back with his parents, had to get a job, but his resume was lacking, things were looking hard. Found himself begging the owner of a grocery store. Carson, Carson, sitcom star. Rags to riches, riches to rags. Pricing stickers, grocery bags. Clean that spill in aisle 12. Carson's career has been shelved.
This is my stop. Thanks again, Mr. Bus Driver, for letting me ride for free. Kind of going through a dark patch right now. If you want, I can send you an autographed photo of me thanking you.
Hey, fuckface!
Huh?
We don't want any deviants in our community.
Excuse you?
Yeah, that's right. You get off the bus. Half of us can never get off again thanks to your weird-ass sick porno.
Well, at least I have a porno. Yeah, that sounded better in my head. It's okay, Carson. Just walk it off. Walk it off. Who says you can't start over again? Yeah. Back to my hometown, my roots, fresh start. New month, new me. Plus, this is only temporary. Come on, Ma. Let's go.
Ah! Oh, my baby! You're home.
I'm home.
Give me a hug.
Okay. Oh, a little tight.
Carson.
What?
You look so thin. When was your last meal?
Literally eating as we speak.
You must be starving. Come in, come in. I made your favorite matzo ball soup with bacon bits.
Huh. How Jewish-ish. Triggering.
So, what's with all the bags? I thought you were just coming for the weekend. High maintenance much?
Good one, Ma. Wait. You really don't know what's going on with me, do you? It's been all over the news. Have you not watched? You're like a CNN stan.
No, I don't watch the news anymore. Ever since they got rid of that Chris Cuomo, there's no point in watching. That man was so... scrumptalicious.
Disturbing. Well, I guess I should tell you why I'm temporarily moving back home. Ma.
Yeah?
I don't know how to tell you this, but I,
Honey!
Okay, right in my ear.
Your son is home! God forbid you get your ass off the couch and come say hi!
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Now, your father would be the one caught up to date with the news. He watches that stuff nonstop.
Fantastic! Just the person I want knowing all about this. My father. Anyway, Ma.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to tell you this, but,
Spit it out. Spit it out.
I kind of, sort of...
Cat got your tongue?
Possibly, allegedly, filmed something.
Oh, that's great, sweetie. Another movie.
Well...
You're not eating the soup.
What?
Why aren't you eating the soup?
I am.
You don't like soup now?
I do.
I can add more spices to the soup if you want.
No, it's fine.
I've got some hot chili peppers.
No, it's fine.
You like the red hot chili peppers.
The soup is fine, Ma. Okay. As I was saying...
Is it the balls?
What?
I think it's the balls.
No!
Oh, shit. Did I make the balls too big? The balls are too big, aren't they? The balls are big balls. I'm so sorry. I should have made smaller balls.
Stop saying balls, Ma. It's not the matzo balls. It's not the soup. The soup is fine. As I was saying...
Uh-huh.
The quote-unquote movie I just shot is rather... R-rated.
Huh?
Okay? With some critics going as far as to say X-rated. If you get my drift.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know I don't like horror movies, honey.
What?
I could barely watch that TV show with your father. Got?
Do you mean Game of Thrones?
Yeah, got.
No, Ma, no, that's not what I meant when I said X-rated. Oh. Plus, Game of Thrones is not even a horror.
Well, the nudity bugs me. I don't like it. I just can't believe how some actors have the gall to do it. Just put it all out there naked and...
Right.
Like, is that really necessary to see all of that?
Yeah, I got it. I get it, Mom. I get it.
I'm just thankful you're on a nice, family-friendly show. And would never do such a thing, you know?
Right. Well, it's funny you should say that, yeah? Because the alleged X-rated tape I was just telling you about, uh-huh. It might involve a lot of, how do I say this, balls and...
Dick!
Wow, impeccable timing.
Get down here, Dick, or else!
Right in my ear, again.
Sorry, sweetie. You know I love my dick. My little dicky.
Please don't say that.
But lately, he's just been so... Limp.
Uh-huh.
Soft. So dysfunctional.
Okay.
Useless, really. Absolutely useless. He's a useless slab of meat on the couch.
Don't say slab
He's
of
a
meat.
Couch salami.
Okay.
You know, you heard of couch potatoes?
Yeah.
He's a couch salami.
Okay.
I'm here. Jeez.
Finally, you've erected.
I was looking for my glasses. You know it takes me a while to get up.
Hello, Father.
How is it going? My porn star son?
Yep, there it is.
Porn star? What do you mean, porn star? You mean like...
Like literally, what else would it mean, Edna?
Honey? Are you doing the pornography?
Not by choice. here we go.
Oh my God, I knew it! I knew that Hollywood place was the devil. Oh, God forbid you went to school to become a doctor or a lawyer like Marine's son or Laura's son. God forbid.
Oh, we're comparing now. Great. Awesome. Please don't tell me you saw it, Dad.
Obviously not.
Oh, thank God.
Seeing all the horrible news coverage, I'm assuming you don't take after me in bed.
Say what now?
Because if anyone should have been a porn star in this family, it's this stallion right here.
Okay, I'm gonna fucking barf.
Is it the soup?
No, Ma. It's not the goddamn soup.
So why are you here? You haven't visited us in months. You barely call or return our calls. So what do you want from us?
Okay, rude. Can't a son come and visit his beloved parents?
What do you want, Carson?
Okay, fine. I need some money.
Money?
How much?
A lot of money. Mom, Dad, I'm broke. What's so funny?
Some comic relief.
No, what? No, dead ass. I'm broke. Like broke as a joke broke. I'm broke. Swear on the freaking Torah.
I don't understand. You've been on Jewish-ish for almost 10 years. What about the millions you've made?
I've been living paycheck to paycheck. I was banking on the new season of Jewish-ish to pay my bills.
Well, what about all those podcasts you did? Cascadia or Ice Cream? Didn't you make good money on those?
They're audio dramas. It's basically charity work.
What could you have possibly done with all those millions, Carson? What?
Well...
Hello, Mr. Carson. Welcome to Club Imperial. I'll be your bottle service girl for tonight. What can I get you all to drink?
Don Julio 1942, please.
Six shots of Don Julio 1942? Coming right up.
Oh, no. I meant a bottle of Don Julio 1942. For everyone in this club!
Sir, that's going to be over $3 million.
Yeah? And? What's your point exactly?
Right away, sir.
Welcome aboard to Air Corson. Where are we headed tonight? Vegas?
No.
Ibiza? Milan?
I've always wanted to take a shit while flying over the Grand Canyon. Let's do that.
Another millionaire shitting on America. Why am I not surprised?
Oi, Mr. Carson, your quote for the backyard aquarium. I won't lie, it's very, very pricey.
How long will construction take?
3 months, if we pull double shifts. But are you sure that you can afford it?
Can I afford it?
Listen, sir.
I want to be doing dives off this balcony onto a dolphin's back this time next week. Make it happen.
That's the last signature. Congrats, Mr. Carson. Enjoy the new Tesla.
Oh, I will.
And how are the other Teslas treating you?
They ran out of power.
All of them?
Yeah.
You do know that you're supposed to charge them after you drive them, right? You don't need to buy a new one every time.
Huh. Really?
I don't know, just business expenses, networking, plans that didn't pan out.
I think that's industry speak for hookers and blow.
Hookers and blow?
Just tell us you spent it on hookers and blow, all right?
Hookers and blow?
Dad!
Honey, are you doing drugs?
No.
Do you need to go to a center?
No.
Laura's son, you know, the bad apple?
Yes.
He went to a center not too far from here.
Good for him.
I can ask her who her son's sponsor
was. No, Mom, that's okay. I don't need rehab. I'm not on drugs. Why does everyone keep thinking I'm on drugs?
Son, what about all your assets? Your house, your cars, your private jet. Can't you sell that?
I did, Dad, but it went all to my debt. Who knew? Definitely put a MasterCard employee's kids through college.
Oh, I'm Faye. I can't listen to this anymore. I did not raise you to be like this. How have you gotten so out of touch?
No.
So, you have no money, no job. You don't even have a shred of dignity left. And you're, what, trying to live here?
It's just until I get my feet back on the ground. Linda, the executive of Jewish-ish, said I should be back in a few months.
Hearing the words, back on my feet, from someone who used Swarovski crystals as confetti for a dog's birthday party doesn't sit right with me.
It was Bubbles' 10th birthday. We had to go off. Can I please just stay here for a few months? This will all blow over, I promise, and they'll be back to normal. I promise. Please, please, Mom, please, Dad, please.
Oh, honey.
Please, 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 please.
Oh, honey, okay, okay, stop, that's enough.
This will cause generational trauma. You watch.
For God's sake. Fine.
Thank you.
But while you're getting back on your feet, you'll have to listen to my rules and do what I and your mother say.
Of course.
Starting with getting a job.
I told you, a few months and I'll be back on my feet.
No, a job. A normal person's job. No more Hollywood bullshit. You've lost touch with reality, Carson. You need to learn the worth of a dollar.
I know the worth of a dollar. I spent all my dollars, millions of it. I basically funneled it back to society. You're welcome.
Well, you're going to need money somehow. Because if you're going to live under my roof, guess what? You're going to have to pay rent.
Rent? How could you? My own father during my darkest hour charged me rent?
Exactly. Your own father. A father who is trying to correct his mistakes.
Honey, you promised you'd never tell him he was a mistake.
What? I was a mistake?
It's not his fault that all you had was a car.
What?
Oh, look. It's my porn star brother.
Fuck you, Josh. You know, what's with the slut-shaming in this family, huh?
I didn't slut-shame at all. I'm just stating the facts. Oh, you should start an OnlyFans. You're already all over every magazine at the front cash at the supermarket. At least you can find a way to monetize this somehow.
Okay, do you make Josh pay rent?
Josh has a financial plan. He's saving up to buy his own house one day.
A house? In this economy? So I guess he's going to be living here forever.
Josh is a great Jewish son. He's on a perfect path.
Yeah, more like a psychopath.
You see, Carson, I actually bring pride and joy to this family name, unlike you.
You think working at a supermarket brings pride and joy to the family name?
At least I have a job, idiot.
At least I have a job, idiot.
You have a job. I had a career, okay? Big difference.
Yeah, the key word, had, loser.
Fuck you, Josh.
Fuck you, too.
Fuck you!
Shut up, the both of you! Enough with thesaurus already! Carson.
What?
You will work at the supermarket with Josh.
What? No! Absolutely fucking not! We're not.
Well, we are not even hiring ever.
Yeah! No, Dad, please. You cannot make me work there, please. I'll be mauled by all the fans.
It's a safety hazard. Trust me, you're not going to get mauled. After they saw what's on that tape, you're canceled.
I'd rather clean shit out of a urinal with my bare hands than go to work at that despicable place again. Okay. Maybe I wouldn't want to do that, but still.
Where else would you even apply? There's nothing around here. Plus, you don't have a car.
Yeah.
You'd have to walk for miles.
Yeah. Sing Sing Supermarket is only a 5-minute walk from here.
What about Clarence Cleaners? They must be hiring.
Pandemic. They shut down.
Okay, how about Joanna Jewelers?
They got robbed and shut down.
Alexandra Subshack.
Rat infestation. Shut down.
Is there anything left in that goddamn plaza that isn't shut down?
Well, there is that adult video store.
Great.
But your tape drove it to shut down.
Fuck!
You really think you're too good for the supermarket, don't you?
I don't think. I know.
Well, guess what? No one wants you there.
Good.
Good.
Great. You will march your tuchus in there tomorrow morning, and you'll ask... No, you'll beg for your job back at the supermarket. Got it?
Okay, and if I don't?
Then on the streets you go.
Where he truly belongs.
I ain't playing here, Carson. Josh actually includes us in his life. He talks to us. He doesn't treat us like total strangers. You do. So, I'll treat you as if you're a stranger as well. Rent is due first of the month, or you're out. Like you always say, I'm being dead ass.
Fuck my life!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Phew, okay. Dear Jesus, God, Moses, Sky Daddy, whatever, I stand here today before Sing Sing Supermarket in hopes to get my job back. I know I have been a little problematic, or maybe some could say unhinged over the past year, guess. I've made some poor decisions, but what can you expect from me? I'm on my final year of my 20s. My youth is fleeting. Anyway, please, Lord, do not let anyone recognize me on the way in, and please let me get my job back. If you don't, then I'll be fucking pissed, and I'll be homeless. So no offense, don't mean to, like, gaslight you or anything, but God, do you, like, really want that on your shoulders? Like, I don't think so. I'm kind of desperate here, so no pressure. And if I became homeless, I would probably end up getting murdered, because I feel like that would happen to me. Yeah, I'll just be up there in heaven with you. And do you really want that? Don't think so. So get me this job, please. Thanks. Actually, I feel like I would get, like, a Netflix docuseries from that murder, though. It's kind of chic. Or, like, maybe, like, a true crime podcast about my death. Oh. But then my family would get all that money. That's kind of fucked up, because they were the reason why I died in the first place. Anyways, I digress. Father, Son, Holy... Fuck, what's the line? Whatever. Amen. Okay. You got this, Carson.
Okay.
Welcome to Sing Sing Supermarket.
Jesus.
Sing Sing. Double the name, double the discount.
hi, is the owner Sahil singing today?
Maybe. Who's asking?
Well, it's of great importance. None of your business.
Sir, is your voice okay?
You judging my voice?
Yeah, kinda.
It's from vaping. Don't vape. Believe me. Not only does it take all your money, but it takes your vocal cords too.
That's precisely why I opt for Kush. But that takes all my money too. Damn.
Is Sahil in or not?
Oh shit. Are you the person who's been threatening to rob the store, then bomb it? I mean, that's fine if you are, but just give me like a heads up so I can evacuate and watch this place burn to the ground from an outside POV. I need content for my TikTok. Or don't give me a heads up. I can burn. Honestly, you'd be doing me a solid.
Elijah, it's me.
Who's you?
Me. You know, I used to work here. Then I went on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, still not ringing a bell.
Okay, some may call me an icon.
A legend? I'm definitely in a moment.
Doesn't ring a bell. Simu Liu?
Really? Really?
I'm sorry. I don't know who you are. You're decked out head to toe in camouflage and you're wearing oversized sunglasses. You're basically just like a floating pair of sunglasses. Get it? Because you're all in camo.
Okay, all right. Yeah. It's me, you imbecile.
Oh, no shit. No, it's freaking Carson.
Shut up.
Good
shut
to
up.
See you, homie.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Top secret, sir. Is Suhail in or not? It's urgent.
He should be in his office.
Thank you. Wait, y'all really be getting bomb threats? Why? This is like the smallest, shittiest town in America.
Well, allegedly. You know, it could just be my daydream. My fantasy. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll do it myself. Maybe. Just maybe.
You really haven't changed in 10 years, have you?
Ha! It's good to see you, you anonymous stranger I've never met before. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Thank you for shopping at Sing Sing Supermarket. Don't forget to check the meat section.
Who's that?
It's Carson. Remember, he used to work with us?
No, I don't even remember what I did 5 minutes ago.
Right. Well, his sex tape just got leaked. Heard he got blackballed in Hollywood. Wouldn't be surprised if he's asking for his job back.
Sex tape? Did you say sex tape?
Yes, Rusty. A sex tape.
I see. I'm just gonna head off to the bathroom. It needs to be cleaned, and you keep doing what you're doing.
What a fucking weirdo. Meat! 80% off all my meat! Not my actual meat.
Wow!
Like, the store's meat. My meat's worth more than 80%. My meat's priceless.
Phew. All right, let's get this shit over with. Let's go, Sahil. Come on. Let's go, come on.
Fuck!
Oh my god, Carson!
Sahil! So good to see you! Mind if we talk?
Of course! It's not every day I have a superstar asking to talk to me!
Stop it!
Or anyone, really. Yeah, come in! So, what can I do for you? You know, if my kids knew you were right here, right now, maybe they would stop being so rude to me. They would go berserk. Jewish-ish is literally our favorite show.
Oh, thank you.
No, seriously, it is our favorite show.
Thank you.
We can recite every word of every scene of all 119 episodes, including the behind-the-scenes interviews and the DVD commentary, and even the auditions.
Okay, yeah, that's alarming.
Oh, sorry. Was that too much? Am I too much? I'm totally kidding, by the way. That's not... I don't... That seemed like a fan. I am not a fan. I mean, I am a fan of your work. Just not like a fanatic. See what I did there? Fanatic. Is it hot in here? I'm hot. Are you hot? I mean, of course you're hot. You're Carson. I meant like heat hot.
I'm good.
Okay. So, what can I help you with? Oh, let me guess. You need to grocery shop, but want to do it in the private eye, away from all the paparazzi. I got you. You can shop here after hours whenever you like. Consider it a former employee perk.
That's really sweet, Sahil, but that's not why I'm here.
Oh?
Here you go. Oh.
Your headshot and resume. Well, what's this for? Oh, you're going to autograph it for my kids?
No. No. So, yo, I'm submitting for the role of supermarket employee. If you get what I mean.
I don't get it.
I want my old job back.
That's a good one, Carson. You know, you don't even need a script to make me laugh. Now, that is talent.
Yeah, I'm being dead ass.
Dead ass? What is dead ass?
It means I'm being serious. I'm being very serious. I want my old job back.
I'm sorry. I guess I just don't understand. You're like one of the richest, most famous people in the world. Why would someone like you ever want to come back and work for the little old me? I mean, I guess the only reason I could think of, just off the top of my head, is that sex tape blacklisted you, so you moved back home because you're dirt poor from spending all your money on lavish things, and your parents are like, you're a grown-ass man, you can't live here for free, get a job, despite being in a global scandal, and there's nowhere else to apply, so you're back here. But that's just my wild, fictitious thoughts. I mean, I'm sure that sex tape was a blow to the career, but surely you're still a multimillionaire. It's not like you're dirt poor. Oh, my God. You're dirt poor.
I'm not dirt poor. No. No, absolutely not. I'm
studying for a role. Huh? Yes. Yes, I'm studying for a role. That's why I'm applying for my job back. I've got nothing.
A role? In what? Superstore?
You're so funny. No, it's a psychological horror about a guy who works at a small town grocery store. Yeah.
Well, where's the horror part?
The absolute psychological trauma that is working a 9-to-5 on a minimum wage salary. Duh. It's an indie film.
Huh. Well, I would hate to stunt a talent's creative process.
Thank you.
And you know, I am a big fan of yours.
Yes, exactly. I'll thank you at the Oscars.
But as much as I would love to hire you back, Carson, I just simply cannot.
What? Why?
Well, for one thing, you're not very popular around here.
Excuse you?
Hmm?
What do you mean I'm not very popular? I'm sure everybody would die to have me come back.
Have you forgotten what happened on the day you quit?
Hello, young man. Do you work here?
Yes, unfortunately. What can I help you with?
I need to talk to the manager. Immediately. I bought this milk yesterday. And it expired weeks ago.
Oh, we don't sell spoiled milk, ma'am. Are you sure you didn't accidentally buy Greek yogurt or, I don't know, buttermilk?
Young man, I may be getting on in years, but I'm not senile. I bought 2% milk, but it's 100% crap. Here, take a whiff.
Okay, yeah, fair. Jill, to anyone who put this out, I'll go get the manager, Suhail. BRB.
Here! Take this with you!
Okay.
Make sure he smells this shit, and even tastes it. He should know that selling something so vile and disgusting will earn him a 1-star review on Yelp!
Ooh, the horror. Actually, that would scare Suhail, so 1 point for you, Karen.
Karen? Who is Karen? My name's not Karen, it's Kathy! I'll be speaking to the manager about poor customer service as well, young man.
Okay. Hello?
Carson, it's Linda.
Oh, hey, Linda. Yeah, thanks for calling me back. Look, you know that cream you gave me? Yeah, it ain't working, so maybe we can up the dosage.
I'm sorry?
Genital warts cream? Should I try rubbing on 2 teaspoons or just stick with the 1? This isn't Dr. Linda, is it?
No, it is not. This is Linda, the executive producer of the new show Jewishish.
Hey! Yeah! I knew that! I was just kidding. You see, I'm sitcom ready. And seen. Genital warts cream.
Is this a good time to chat? You sound very distressed.
No, I'm good. I'm just at work. Yeah. Anyways, as you were saying?
Well, we got your audition tape, and all of us here at NBC just loved you. I asked your agent if I could call you directly to tell you the news. You got the part, kid. You're our lead on Jewishish. Congratulations. So, I forwarded the script to your agent, and we need your measurements for the wardrobe.
I made it. I actually made it. I'm gonna be a freaking star. Hallelujah.
I won't bore you with all the details. We've already sent all the info to your agent. Can you fly in from Ohio, Idaho, I don't know, by Monday? We have our first table read then.
I actually live 45 minutes outside of LA, so...
So you can fly in for Monday.
What? Yes, I'll just drive right over.
Fantastic. Congrats, kid. You're about to be a big star.
Thank you. Holy fucking shitballs! Move out of my way.
Hey!
Move out of my way!
Attention, all Sing Sing supermarket shoppers. That'll never not be a mouthful. My name is Carson Carson, and soon you'll be hearing a lot more of that name. Who am I, you may ask? Well, for some of you, I've been the local grocery store boy helping you with all your mundane needs. But have you ever stopped to think to yourself, hey, that boy, he's a star. Okay, well, if you did, then you're absolutely right, because I, Carson fucking Carson, will be the next star of your favorite TV show.
Carson, get down from the cashier now!
Or what, Ember? You'll fire me?
Yes, dipshit.
Ha, you can't, because I quit. Yes, that's right, everybody. I quit, because Hollywood called, and guess what? I answered. And you know what? Since this is my final day of ever being in this supermarket again, I have some choice words to say to some of my coworkers. Starting with you, Penny.
This should be fun.
Everyone, you may recognize Penny from the bakery section, but did you know that she never washes her hands before baking?
But that's not true.
One time, I saw her literally pick her fucking nose and wipe it in the batter.
It was extra fiber. Fuck you, Carson.
Do better. Wanda.
Oh, shit.
You know, I could just pick on your voice and say that you sound like Elmo, but that would be too easy. In fact, I had some tea to spill. Everyone, Wanda cheats on Bernard with a regular customer. Yep.
What? Mm-hmm.
Really?
Not true! No!
Actually, it is. I caught you two going to the janitor's room. I have it all on Vine. Going viral. Do better.
Not our janitor's room.
I'm sorry.
How could you? With a customer.
He was hot!
And I'm not.
You're old!
So are you.
Bernard.
What?
Bernard. What would we do without our Bernard? Well, for one, the smell. You stink. All the damn time. Like, I don't know, take a shower? Change your clothes? Change your diet?
I have IBS, you bitch. I can't help it if I shit my pants from time to time.
Oh, shit. Literally. I mean, I was just talking about your body odor, assuming it was from working in the seafood department, but yeah, this explains everything. Do better! Moving right along, Rusty. Chris Hansen called, and he wants to do a special episode of To Catch a Predator featuring you and that dusty-ass mustache of yours, you fucking pervert.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. The man, on the other hand, damn, those were good times. Back when my knees worked right.
Yeah, I don't even want to know. Just, please, do better.
Hillary!
Our sweet angel HR lady with the big tits.
I've always been so insecure about that.
You don't really care about our human needs. Because if you did, you'd make sure that the working hours were better, the wage was better, and our working conditions in general was better. Do better, bitch! Josh, I'm the reason why you're born, and you're the reason why mom and dad stopped having kids.
Good one, twat. At least I wasn't a mistake.
Elijah, man, you're cool. I love you. Rock on, 420.
It's always 420 somewhere, bro.
Hey! Sorry.
And that brings me right back down to Ember.
Carson, I swear to God, get down right now!
Ember. I'd call you a succubus, since you steal people's life forms. But that would imply that you somehow managed to have sex, which I highly doubt. You've made my life a living hell starting before I even met you. You know how sometimes people just feel sad and they don't know why? It's because of you, Ember. Your mere existence causes people on the other side of the fucking earth to feel misery.
Fuck you, Carson.
Fuck you too, Ember. Fuck you too. Oh, last thing. Got milk?
Carson! My eyeliner! Not my milk!
What the hell is going on over here?
Ember, why are you covered in yogurt?
It's not yogurt! It's expired milk! And I want my refund now!
Sahil, I've always loved you, you cheapskate type wad fanny pincher. But I quit! See you bitches on TV! I'm off to Hollywood! Have a nice life! Ta-ta! Woo!
To be fair, Ember deserved it. And in the words of Kim K, that's what she deserves.
And now your headshot is our dartboard in the break room.
Oh!
They replace it every 2 or 3 weeks. It gets used a lot.
Okay, wow. Rude. But I was young. I was dumb. I was naive. The industry has changed me. I've become more of a mature man, a sophisticated man.
Well, Ember is the manager now, so I don't think you'd be a good fit.
I promise I'm different. I'm sure she's different, too. 10 years can change a person a lot. I forgive her, kind of. But please, please, Sahil, please, please, I just need my job back.
I mean, we could always use the extra help around here.
Yes, yes, you can.
And having you work here would be good publicity for the store.
Sure, right,
Okay, fine. You can work here.
Thank you. Okay, so let's talk payment. Are we still doing the minimum wage nonsense or have we gone union?
Oh. No pay, Carson. This would be an all-volunteer work.
What now?
We're not hiring. We've had a rough couple of months here at Sing Sing's, budget cuts and all. So if you'd like to work here to study for your role, then go ahead. But I will not be paying. Nope, sorry. Like you said, you don't need the money, so why would I pay you?
Because I am doing physical labor? Yeah. I need to experience the plight of a working-class man. The sweat on my brow. I need to experience the rage that shall trickle down my spine when I interact with a delinquent customer. I need to feel the sheer disappointment of receiving a paycheck with barely any dollars on it.
Wow.
However, even though it's barely anything, it's still something. Hmm. Some kind of compensation for my contribution to this human trough we call supermarket. It's been 10 years, Sahil. I have forgotten what it's like to be middle-class folk. I have forgotten. Please, Sahil. Please. Please, like I said, I'm a changed man.
Wow.
I'm a sophisticated man. I'm a mature man.
Sahil.
Fuck off, Penny, you little rat. I'm negotiating here.
Carson.
Getting kind of.
Penny, what is it?
Emergency on aisle 3.
Hmm?
It's rusty.
Ooh. Rusty!
Someone called 911.
Already did.
He's like convulsing.
How long has this been going on?
5 minutes.
5 minutes? And what? You all just stood here watching him convulse?
We called the cops.
What did you want us to do?
I don't know. Something? Anything?
I don't know.
Rusty? Rusty? Oh my god! Fuck! Does anyone know CPR?
No.
Anyone?
I mean, I do.
Great, Elijah, quick, get on it.
Hell nah. Are you dumb? I'm not putting my precious lips on that pervert's mouth. Lord knows the things that it's touched. Ugh.
Josh, how about you?
No, I second Elijah's statement.
Penny, can you do it?
I can in theory, but as per the workplace health and safety guide, I have a right to refuse any unsafe work. And giving mouth to mouth to Rusty, well... seems unsafe.
Carson, can you perform CPR?
I can, actually. Yeah, one time I did this Hallmark Christmas movie where my love interest started choking on eggnog and my character swoops in and starts doing CPR. The director wanted me to have a stunt double, but I said, no, director, I do my own stunts. So I did a whole training course because, you know, going method.
Okay, well, Rusty is dying, so get to it.
Oh, honey. I don't do mouth-to-mouth for volunteer work.
You are all unbelievable. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but here goes nothing.
Taking one for the team.
Yeah, let's show our support, you guys. Go, Sahil, go!
Go, go Sahil, go!
Go, Sahil, go. Go, go!
He's truly a saint for this.
Go, Sahil, go! Go, Sahil, go!
Woo! Okay, right!
Rusty? Rusty? His pulse? It's gone. He's gone.
Damn, he just did melt and melt for nothing.
Look, I know this may not be the best time to ask, but since Rusty's now, does that mean that there's now an opening on the staff for hire?
Seriously?
What? Just asking. Jeez.
Wait.
What, Hillary?
One time, Rusty fainted during lunch, just randomly, and we didn't know what to do. But you know how he always makes those pervy comments about my boobs, right? So I leaned over onto his passed out body and shook my tits as hard as I could right up in his face.
Oh,
and boom, miraculously, he woke up, like instantly.
Oh.
Let's see if it'll work this time.
Okay.
Come on, Rusty. Wake up. We know how much you love boobs.
Come on, Rusty. You can do it.
Come on, Rusty.
How ironic. HR shaking her tits to save the workplace harasser.
She's really using her human resources.
It's for a good cause.
It's working. He's moving. Keep going. Check your tits harder.
I'm trying.
Faster, Hillary!
Don't look into the light, Rusty.
Come on, Rusty! Have lights!
Rusty! Come on, Rusty!
Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Okay, yeah, he did.
Medic, where is the emergency?
Over here!
Watch out, everyone. Clear! 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 Nothing. Time of death. 3:11 p.m. Take him to the truck, boys. Who's the owner of this supermarket?
That would be me, Sahil Singh.
Follow me. We have some questions and paperwork for you to fill out.
Yes, of course. Back to work, all of you!
Hey, look. It's Rusty's phone.
Wait!
You guys, you forgot his phone.
Okay, you're gone.
Bernard, open his phone. Let's see what shit he has in there.
It's probably all just creepy pics of Hillary.
Is it bad that I'm kind of like happy he's dead?
We can't go through his phone, you guys. That's his personal space. We have dignity. We have morals. We have respect.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's take a look.
Oh, goddamn.
It's my sex tape! Why was Rusty watching my sex tape?
How did he even know about it? He's so old.
I might have meekly, briefly mentioned it to him.
And you didn't warn him that watching this tape may cause seizures, anxiety, depression, strokes, STDs, hemorrhoids, and or possibly death.
The fuck this is? A medication commercial?
No.
Okay, I'm literally standing right here. I mean, have you all seen my sex tape?
Yes.
It was all right.
Fuck my life.
What is all the commotion about? I just got back from my lunch break-in.
Carson.
Amber.
What the hell are you doing here on my turf?
Surprise, bitch. Bet you thought you saw the last of me. I work here now. I think.
Rusty to the men's washroom. Rusty to the men's washroom. Someone took a number two and a number one, Rusty. We need you. Immediately.
Why is everyone looking at me?
You killed Rusty with your sex tape.
It only makes sense for you to take over for him as the janitor.
There's a fresh pair of gloves in the janitor's closet.
You would know that.
You moron!
You mean, y'all want me to clean the shit out of the urinal?
You got what you wished for.
Shit out of luck, bud. Get it?
Welcome back to the Sing Sing, bitch. Bet you thought you saw the last of it.
No!
Supermarket stars Adam Murciano as Carson Carson, Alexandria Benoit as Ember, Sujith Varghese as Suhail Singh, Douglas E. Hughes as Bernard and Dick Carson, Robin Deverett as Penny, Ryan Rosary as Elijah, Angela Mariano Thurston as Wanda, Chris Burton as Josh Carson, Janelle Heron as Hillary. Guest starring Yvette Dudley Newman as Edna Carson, Diana Helen Kennedy as Linda, Adam Blanford as Rusty, Stephanie Johnson as the senior citizen shopper, Michelle Dorian as Veronica West and the medic. Additional performances by Melissa Bray, Joe Diaco, Mike Darling, Sarah Jane Wellington, Antonio Cordero, Sasha Bloor, Thaddeus J. Walster, Patrick Brancato, Shell Goldstein, Daniel Nisbet, Jordan Kalina, Vincent Holmes, Laura Mirsky, Robert Cherney, Kat Peterson, and Emma Nossel. Directed by Antonio Cordero. Written by Adam Murciano, Adam Blanford, Joe Diaco, Alexandria Benoit, and Antonio Cordero. Executive produced by Adam Murciano. Produced by Alexandria Benoit, Courtney Spaxman. Sound design and dialogue editing by Adam Murciano. Recorded by Megan Aversa at Candle Recording Studios, Toronto, Ontario. Theme song by Joe Diaco. Theme song performed by Andriana Shabbat. Episode music by Arthur Benson, John B. Lund, OTE, John Bajork, Victor Lundberg, and Jerry Lacey. Featured song, Horny by Moose T. Special thanks to ACTRA Toronto. For more on Supermarket, including bloopers and behind the scenes, check out the show notes. Supermarket is a 911 podcast production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.